Hi, and welcome to IETV's Friday Night Live series, weekly mental mind massages for those of us wanting to live a more peaceful, compassionate, and abundant life.
And these podcasts have been video recorded, so pop over to our Facebook, YouTube, or website, innateevolution.com, to watch us. Here we go. Your negative beliefs aren't the problem. The problem is that you believe your beliefs be true.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to Friday Night Live. Today, we're going to talk about beliefs and negative beliefs that can leave us feeling a little unsettled.
So, I want to give a different spin on negative beliefs. These could be habitual patterns, habits of thinking that can be dysfunctional or unhelpful or cause problems. That's what we generally mean by when people say negative beliefs. But we want to give you a different perspective on that. Your negative beliefs aren't the problem. The problem, which has got a very simple solution, is that you believe your beliefs be true. Dun, dun, dun. What do I mean by that? I guess what I mean is we will absolutely pick up unhelpful patterns of thinking, negative beliefs. I'm not worthy. I'm not good enough. They look better than me. They're more successful than me. I'm broken. I could go on and on and on. We're going to pick these up. It's a bit like walking through the grass and you kind of with wet shoes on and you kind of pick up bits of grass. We're going to continually pick them up throughout our life. Now, you can either go to war on them and see them as a problem, or you can just go, oh, that's just bits of grass on my foot while I'm walking.
Absolutely. Like mine, feeling I'm unworthy. And the interesting thing is that we all have this inner world of perception filtered through our beliefs. So you've got the world, it's flowing through our belief system like a filter. And we experience our world inside, given this filter. And what I mean by that is, for a long period of time, I believed that I was unworthy. It was true. I'm unworthy. I'm unlovable. Never going to find love, blah, blah, blah. You know the story, with the internal commentary that goes along with it. But seeing that we all have this inner world of perception and it's unique, that other people didn't see me as unworthy. Things started to click and shift into place, that we are these beautiful expressions with the whole nature of spirit running through us. And we see life differently. You're going to have to help me, Rudy, because I'm saying the same thing over and again because I can't wrap words around
it. It's hard. So, okay, if you had never been to Earth and it started to get dark, you'd be freaking out thinking, oh my God, this darkness has swallowed the sun. You'd be freaking out and worried about that it's never going to be sunny again because you don't see the nature of nature. Knowing the nature of nature, you know that that's normal and the sun will come around again. And so it gets dark and you're not bothered. Now, this darkness seemingly swallowing the sun isn't the problem. The problem is that you don't understand how that works. Does that make sense? Yeah. Now, beliefs, whatever, on however terrible they are and dysfunctional and disempowering they are about ourselves, the beliefs aren't the problem. The problem is not seeing the nature of beliefs, like the nature of nature, the nature of the sun. Now, when we see that what is a belief is just a collection of thoughts, it's a perspective that we're believing. And I'm going to put this up as a graphic. When you look at the word belief, there's a lie in the middle. B, lie, and then F is a belief. We see that it's all a perceptual experience. It's all thought. You start seeing through your beliefs as a construction in your mind. It's a bit like a drunk friend. If you've got like a friend who's really drunk and they're kind of talking to you and they're drunk, you kind of ignore them because it's all kind of a bit skewed. Beliefs are a bit like that. Like, just because you believe it doesn't make it true. It's true to you. It's seemingly true to you personally. Like Jules, oh yeah, she's so unlovable. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, like, I carried that along with me for quite a long time.
Yeah.
But it was the understanding that we have our own unique perceptual world that we live in internally. And that everybody is different. I know I keep saying that. That was a huge shift for me, because if other people thought, well, she's kind of lovable, well, maybe they got something there. maybe I am mistaking this internal commentary to be true. So there was a shift to kind of understanding not what I was thinking, what I was believing, to that I was thinking and that I was believing. That was huge for me, huge. And it didn't stop these negative beliefs, because, you know,
we're gonna have them.
Yeah, there's a perpetual cycle. There's a dance to being human. It's an inevitable internal experience that we have. And oh, it's very full. We experience life with our whole nature of spirit. It's a very sublime love. And with that sublime love, there's a little bit of grittiness that comes. And the grittiness will carry along with it these belief patterns. But seeing it as a pattern, seeing it as nature, seeing it as a perpetual dance, lightened the load immensely. I wasn't scared of those hurtful beliefs anymore. I saw them for what they were.
And you still had them. I still had them. Mm-hmm. But we still just did stuff, even though our head was telling us we can't do it. Because you see that it's all a perceptual experience. Right. Like, people kind of use this metaphor of the sun's always, you know, like the clouds pass through the atmosphere.
Yeah, you are the blue sky.
But really, you're the blue sky. You're not the clouds. And from that perspective, you could say that you're not your beliefs. The beliefs are just passing through you as a consciousness, as a being. But I want to say that the clouds, although they're impermanent, and the atmosphere, although it is permanent, the clouds are permanently passing through the permanence of the atmosphere.
Yeah.
So we are permanently going to have stupid, disempowering thoughts, and we can't, and I'm not good enough, and I'm not worthy. You cannot battle it. You cannot overcome them. It's like overcoming nature, trying to push the waves back into the ocean when they come through.
Yeah, you can't battle the clouds.
You just see the nature of it. Wow, it's cloudy. It doesn't mean to say that I am what I believe. It's saying that I'm perceiving what I'm believing to be true. You see that. You see the truth before what you believe. You can just allow beliefs to talk in your inner dialogue, whatever it's saying, but there can be a observing of what's happening. And you respectfully just go and do stuff that your beliefs don't get in the way of, because you see them as beliefs.
Right. Beautiful.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, that's embracing our whole nature of spirit.
Yeah, let's embrace the clouds and the atmosphere as one. And let's stop trying to wage war on our beliefs and actually just embrace them as a natural and normal part of our humanness.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I believe.
I believe it too.
Cool. Okay, I hope that's helpful. Please, please, please comment. Let us know what you'd like us to talk about. Mm. Obviously, these are very, 10-minute long snippets. We've got courses now on Udemy, Getting Past the Past, Being Happy Now. We've got lots of stuff for you to go more in depth in, and put those links below.
Mm, yeah, like, comment, follow us on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn.
And although we do these for free for you guys, the more comments or interest we get, it kind of helps keep us inspired to keep creating them.
Exactly. Because if we don't hear from you, we don't know that you're watching.
And we don't know what to talk about.
Right.
Yeah. Anyway, so that's your homework. All right, guys. Thank you. See you on the next live.
Thanks so much for listening to this podcast. To enjoy more content like this or to join one of our programs, please go to innateevolution.com. That's INNATEEVOLUTION.com.
Or find us on Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram. And don't forget to read our book, Wholality, The Missing Link to Love. Until then, may you let inspiration and love guide your life.
And it's always okay to be human.
See you soon.